come to New Hampshire, a joyful place for all, from the mountains to the shores, with the scenery we adore. This is where live free or die is for one and for.
Hi, I'm Paul Bartolo with another musical show. And with me on this show is my good buddy, Doug Rickard. Say hello, hey, Doug.
Hello, Paul. Good to be back with you. Thanks.
Yes. And for our first song, which incidentally, our program today is songs about New Hampshire.
Yes.
And we have several songs that has the title New Hampshire. And these were made available to me by a sheet music collector by the name of Waylon Bunnell.
Yes.
Yeah. And so our first song dates from 1898. It was by Harry Von Tilzer. Did you know that Harry Von Tilzer wrote a lot of songs? He was like the future of Stephen Foster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And very prevalent at that period of time. And by the sound of the music, you'll probably notice a certain quality to the accompaniment.
Yeah, I'd observed it. It sounded like a lot of them have that Stephen Foster sound to them. Wow, it's wonderful.
Yeah, so here's the first one, My Old New Hampshire Home.
Far away on the hills of old New Hampshire, many years ago we parted, Ruth and I. By the stream where we wandered in the gloaming, it was there I kissed my love a sad goodbye.
So sad.
She clung to me and trembled when I told her, and pleadingly she begged me not to go. We parted, and I left her brokenhearted in the old New Hampshire village far away. Now the sunshine lingers there, and the roses bloom as fair in the village where together we would roam. In the village churchyard near sleeps the one I love so dear, on the hills of my old New Hampshire home.
And there we have it, my own New Hampshire home.
Old New Hampshire, that's an oxymoron, isn't it?
And yeah, yeah. And now we're going back again to Old New Hampshire, a song by Charles Prescott.
Okay. That same style, but...
Yes.
Many years ago I loved a gentle maiden in a distant land beyond the rolling seas, where New Hampshire's flowing vales and woods are laden with sweet perfumes that float out on every breeze. One evening at the twilight hour we parted. We had quarreled over tales proved false since then. Now in far-off lands with trembling very hearted, oh, I long to see my love and home again. Take me back again to old New Hampshire. In strange lands afar, no longer shall I rove. From its hills and woods and silvery flowing rivers, when we meet, love, in my New Hampshire home.
There was a certain character to these songs, but the next one, you'll discover that there is something different in the chorus.
Yes, this one, written back in 1906, we had just sung Take Me Back Again to Old New Hampshire. This one is Ain't You Coming Back to Old New Hampshire, Molly. So it's sort of a continuation of that, maybe written in the next year, but in a very similar style. And as you notice, as you've observed, something's different. The chorus is very different from these songs were in that period where they're very free flowing. The vocalist would take liberties.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're going to see that on this one too.
Yeah. Okay.
While the fair moon softly shines, as it did the night before you went away. When I told love's old story, as it shone in all its glory, and you promised you'd return and wed someday. Now folks laugh and call it folly when I tell them you're still true. But you love me, don't you, Molly? Say you're coming home, please do. Ain't you coming back to old New Hampshire, Molly? Ain't you coming back to us once again? The folks all say you won't come back, you won't come back, you won't come back. But something seems to whisper that you love me, as you did before you went away to Rome. Ain't you coming back to old New Hampshire, Molly? Write and say you're coming home.
It's in 6/8 on the chorus.
Yes.
Big departure.
Very different.
From what happens before.
And the next song, which was composed back in 1918, is entitled From O'er the Hills of Old New Hampshire. We're still hanging on to that oxymoron, Old New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But diverging a little bit from some of the previous styles, begin as we're seeing, going through the years, seeing the musical styles change.
Yeah, And the subtitle is, I Can Hear Them Calling Me Home.
Ah, yes.
It's always about home.
Yes.
In New Hampshire.
Turning home and going home. And if we're away, our heart is longing to return again.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Among the hills, just a homely little cottage, but each memory of it brings me thrills. The restless whisper message from someone I know. From o'er the hills of old New Hampshire, I can hear someone calling me. There's a vacant chair waiting for me there, and the old folks I long to see. There are two sweet lips that long to kiss me again. They pray for me where'er I roam. From o'er the hills of old New Hampshire, I can hear them calling me home.
Yes, musically speaking, the chorus in playing, it's the notes are more detached, whereas in the verse, it flows, it's...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, a different flow to it. Well, 1926, and a Manchester musician, I believe he taught in the schools, Morris Hoffman.
Sure, yeah.
Wrote a song. He didn't want to be left out. And he just called it Old New Hampshire.
Okay, so we're getting closer to getting rid of the oxymoron, old, new, yes.
Yeah, well, it's a shorter title. Right, huh? Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of the school children actually sing this song.
Yep, here we go.
With a skill that knows no measure, from the golden store of fate, God in his great love and wisdom made the rugged granite state, made the lakes, the fields, the forest, made the rivers and the rills, made the bubbling crystal fountains of New Hampshire's granite hills. Old New Hampshire, old New Hampshire, old New Hampshire, great and grand. We will sing of old New Hampshire, of the dear old granite state.
You probably noticed that the accompaniment in here, that the melody is always on the top of the right hand and full chords in the left hand.
Right.
Yeah. Well, somehow or other, this was adopted as the state song by the New Hampshire legislature in
1949.
Yeah, and we'll talk some more about that a little later on in the show.
Good, sure. This next one, which was composed back in 1945 by a gentleman of the name of Charles Bowen, and the music by Rudolf Schiller, has a sound that a church choir might use. It's got this very structured church hymn sound to it. And it's called simply New Hampshire, a hymn. And it's dedicated to the people of the Granite State.
And we got rid of the word old.
Oh,
old.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It's gone. We're now New Hampshire.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know where Hampshire comes from?
Yes, from England.
From England,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
So since we were in New England, right. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Play on words, I guess.
Not to be confused with Old Hampshire.
Yeah. Okay.
Where New Hampshire meets the ocean, by her peaks which touch the sky, in the depths of her great forest, where the silvery waters lie, stream stapled, where the brave and true have trod, where men have labored in the vineyard for their loved ones and their God. Of thee, New Hampshire, thy loyal children sing. Of thee, New Hampshire, our loving praises bring. Cradle, love our liberty, strength in our adversity, life's only love for us will be our God, our country.
Okay.
Very different style.
Oh, yes.
Hymn style.
Yes, definitely.
Very structured.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now we jump to 1956 for our next song, and it's called Autumn in New Hampshire.
Ooh, beautiful time.
Yeah. This was composed and written by Leo Austin. Leo was an Irish tenor down in South Boston.
Salvi.
But he bought a place as a vacation home in Warner. And then when he retired, he came up to Warner to live. But before he retired, he wrote this song in 1956, as I mentioned before. He was fascinated by New Hampshire, as we all are.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And so the juices flowed, and he used to sing this song about autumn in New Hampshire. And here we go. It's a sort of a ballad song. It's very flowing, take liberties with it.
Like an Irish lyric tenor would.
Yes, yeah, exactly, yeah.
The moon is glowing, and the wind is blowing, the trees are shedding their leaves. It's autumn in New Hampshire, that's the place I long to be. The air is crispy, and the horse is frisky, the children celebrating Halloween. It's autumn in New Hampshire, that's the place for me. I can see the mighty mountains, so tall and bold. I can see the towering maples turning their leaves from green to gold. The days are brightest, and the hearts are lightest. The summer's gone, so let it be. It's autumn in New Hampshire, that's the place I long to be.
Back in about 1973, I had the pleasure of accompanying Leo.
Oh.
Yes. He came down to Manchester.
Sure.
We had a beautiful song. Now, in 1976, the Governor's Council decided that they would like to have a state song, not knowing that there was a state song by Morris Hoffman in 1949. But they decided to have a contest, and there were seven songs submitted, and they could not decide which of the seven should be a state song. And so what happened was that they called the three songs Autumn in New Hampshire, and the next one that I wrote in 1972, Christmas in New Hampshire, and the next one that we're going to do after that, New Hampshire Naturally. So the three songs, they said, well, they were all equally good. So how about Christmas in New Hampshire?
Okay, good idea. We should do that.
It's Christmas in New Hampshire. It's time for a ball. With the snow so fine and pure, looking for his sleigh for sure. Santa Claus is bringing gifts for one and for all. It's Christmas in New Hampshire. That joyful time is here. With the friends who meet and greet us, and the love we share between us, fill the air with Christmas greetings every year.
Thanks for putting Jingle Bells on the end. That was nice. Very nice. I love one of my favorite Christmas songs, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And so the Shaw brothers got into the act, too, and Rick Shaw wrote a song in 1976 for the contest. And they had a lot of success with this one called New Hampshire Naturally.
There's a place I know where the purple lilacs grow and the sparkling rivers rush down to the sea. Where snow-capped mountains rise high into the clear blue sky, and the seasons come and go so naturally. Oh, New Hampshire. New Hampshire is where I want to be. Oh, New Hampshire, New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire naturally. Oh, I love her in the spring when the birds begin to sing, in the winter and the good old summertime. But I think it's in the fall when I love her most of all. New Hampshire's always somewhere in my mind. Oh, New Hampshire. New Hampshire is where I want to be. Oh, New Hampshire, New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire naturally. As I sail upon the breeze, feel the earth beneath my skis, paddle down a stream or cast a fly, wander through a village square, breathe the cool, clean mountain air. I know how it feels to be New Hampshire high. Oh, New Hampshire. New Hampshire is where I want to be. Oh, New Hampshire, New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire naturally. I love New Hampshire naturally. I love New Hampshire naturally.
Very nice.
From the Shaw Brothers.
Yeah,
beautiful song.
Very
of
nice.
Of our lovely state.
Yes. So you probably notice we're following the music because we do not play these songs by ear, and we didn't have time to memorize them. So we're following the music, as was customary back in the early part of the 20th century.
Sure.
They would not dream of memorizing music. It was
all reading.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the next song
is yours.
Oh, mine?
It's yours, yes.
Oh.
I thought you were going to tell us all about how, or maybe I should. I'll let. This is your most recent song.
Yes.
Composed around New Year's Eve of this past year, 2012.
Yeah.
And welcome to New Hampshire. So this is a great one for us to wrap up our collection with today.
Yes. All of a sudden, a thought occurred to me. With all these immigrants coming into New Hampshire,
yes,
recent immigrants,
mm-hmm.
and old immigrants,
right,
and people like me from Massachusetts, that New Hampshire is such a wonderful state that I felt compelled to say, welcome to New Hampshire.
Yes. Bienvenue. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to New Hampshire, a joyful place for all, from the mountains to the shores, with the scenery we adore. This is where live free or die is for one and for all. Welcome to New Hampshire. Our playful times are here with the friends who meet and greet us and the love we share between us. This is where and why the Yankee traditions are so dear. Hey!
A program of New Hampshire songs. And we thank you for watching this particular program. And thank you for watching BCTV. And now we must say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome to New Hampshire, a joyful place for all, from the mountains to the shores, with the scenery we adore. This is where live free or die is for one and for all. Welcome to New Hampshire. Our playful times are here with the friends who meet and greet us, and the love we share between us.